Welcome to Jessica Miles, the podcast, where each week we'll discuss my experiences as a professional spiritual medium, intuitive healer, and mentor. I'll be sharing what I've learned while developing as a psychic medium and facilitator of ancient healing modalities and much, much more. You were born with this innate ability to communicate and co-create with the unseen realms of the universe. This podcast is for those on a path of self-discovery and spiritual development, seeking grounded and practical tools to feel deeply rooted into spirit. I'm your host, Jessica Miles. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I am nestled here in Snowbird, Utah. We just arrived here today and enjoying some much anticipated time off with the kids. We're doing some ski week, took a nice long road trip, and my family is out enjoying the slopes while I record this episode. I wanted to give a quick update as to what to expect for the month of March. I will be sending out an email in the next few days with some availability for the month of March for one-to-one sessions. I also have a few mentorship opportunities in a private one-to-one mentorship. And then also I want you guys to be on the lookout for some mastermind groups. So this will be a combination of one-to-one mentorship and group setting. These masterminds will hold anywhere from 8 to 10 people. I want to try to keep it as intimate as possible. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, if you have been sort of wondering if the one-to-one Illuminate mentorship is for you, and maybe you want more of a cohort, more of a gathering of your people, this might be something you want to look into. And so keep an eye out for all of those offerings. And you can do so by adding yourself to my newsletter. And I will link that below. So essentially what I do is I send out an email to my newsletter first, give you guys those opportunities to grab those appointments, those one-to-one sessions that go very quickly, before I release them to the public. I decided to do that moving forward as I moved into 2024 because I'm making so many changes in my business model and I feel like this is the right fit currently. Okay, so let's get into it. I don't know about you, but I have been feeling psychically open more than I normally do. It is on trend with Pisces season. So for those of you who are spiritually aware of your energy, or maybe you're not, I want to know how you have been feeling. How have your dream space been? Like, what's been going on in your intuition and just synchronicity and overall well-being? You know, Pisces energy is very connected, but there's also this sense of lack of boundary, right? And I can share with you just in my own experience over the last couple weeks, I have been getting messages from the spirit world outside of me working with clients. And I am one of those mediums that is very respectful of people's space. I try not to give flyby readings, meaning I will never walk up to somebody in a grocery store and say, I have your loved one here. I really choose to work with spirit in a different way. And I really ask the spirit world that if I am meant to share something with someone, you need to work on your, you know, loved one, your human here on the physical plane, and inspire them to come up to me or to reach out to me or to email me. And that way, if I get the message, and I'll feel like there's more of an invitation there. But I will say that over the last few weeks, my dream space has been incredibly wild. I am someone who gets a lot of messages in my dreams, very visual, very active. Oftentimes I wake up and I'm like, did I even sleep at all? Even though I've slept for 8+ hours. And in the last couple weeks, it has been very eventful in my dream space with the world of spirit. You may or may not have noticed that the last week on my Instagram stories, I had posted that a spirit communicator was trying to get my attention while I was in my sleep, while I was mid-dream. And the way that I receive messages from the spirit world while I'm sleeping, it's as if somebody is speaking behind me. So I don't necessarily see them in front of me, or at least I haven't recently. It's usually like someone's talking over my shoulder and it doesn't make sense to what's happening in the dream. And I'm aware that someone is speaking to me and I'm dreaming and somebody's trying to give me a message. And so that's very much happened. I was deep in my dream, and I heard this phrase being repeated over and over again in my head. Sweeter words have never been spoken. Sweeter words have never been spoken. And it was just on a replay in my mind and in my head and in my dream. I kept saying, okay, I won't forget. I'll remember that. I'll remember that. Like, sort of trying to push the spirit back in my sleep. But when I woke up, it was still repeating in my head. And so I was aware that someone's loved one in spirit was attempting to reach out to me while I was not in service mode or working with clients. And so I just sort of wrote it down and was going on throughout my day. And I started getting these feelings in my body, sensations in my body. I tend to connect with spirit and they'll let me know how they passed or what was going on in the physical body leading up to their passing. And I was getting some very strong messages around the chest, lungs, heart. I was aware that I was working with a father. I was aware that his daughter was going to be watching my Instagram. I was aware that this person also had a strong letter K in their name for their first name. I was also aware that this person liked to work with their hands mechanically. I was seeing him taking things apart and putting things together with his hands. It reminded me of my father because my father works with engines, and so I knew that he had this in his field. Like, I could see it very clearly. And I got the inspiration to post it on my Instagram stories because I knew that somebody was going to reach out. And sure enough, that's what I did. I posted on my Instagram stories, sort of left some of the messages that I've just shared with you in this moment. And I started getting physical discomfort in my body. I wasn't really feeling good, for a couple hours. I was just feeling very, my head was kind of hurting. I was oh, this was another thing that was happening. Out of nowhere, my eyes were itching and felt dry and burning. And I was sneezing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm having like an allergy attack, but I'm not somebody who suffers with allergies. And it came in so strong. And I was aware that it wasn't my allergies. And, within a couple hours, a female reached out to me, and it's somebody that I've worked with in the past and actually very recently. She's also a fellow healer and medium. And she had reached out and was able to validate a couple of the things that I had shared. And so what I wanted to do was, because I had her there, I wanted to make sure that even though she was able to take like the four out of the five things that I had listed, I still wanted to make sure that I was with her loved one in spirit. So I asked for some more information. I was able to share some of those details with her. I was able to also feel that there was a great grandfather-grandfather relationship that was also wanting to come through, giving some really fun information about some heirlooms that had been passed down, some history as far as, he showed me that there was like a naming or some sort of ceremony around having name in the community or like a town or something named after them. And after going back and forth with this woman, we were able to validate that it was, in fact, her loved ones in spirit. And what I love about this is like, well, why? Why was he coming through to me in my dream space? Like, why would he come to me in my dream space? This isn't a client that I work with on a very regular basis. I think we've only worked together one time. And again, it was a handful of weeks ago. And so I'm always curious, like, well, why does that come in? But then when he started sharing the messages of, not the evidence to prove that it was them coming through, but more of the messages around what he wanted his daughter and what the grandparents wanted their grandchild to know about, you know, just taking care of yourself. And I don't want to share too much, obviously, because it was for her, but it was incredible, right? I'm like, okay, so the intelligence of spirit, like, I wasn't looking for the spirit communicator. It just happened to sneak through into my field. And obviously the intelligence of spirit needed to get that message across to her, to his daughter and to their granddaughter. And so I was happy to be able to do so in that way. But because I'm in this time and space where I feel like my boundaries are a bit open, I was getting messages even, you know, after that for different people, and I was aware of who they were, and I was feeling a lot of physical ailments in my body because I do work with the physical body and I do work with the emotions of the physical body. I get a lot of physical sensations as to how the person crossed over or what was going on in the physical body leading up to them crossing over. And so I have been like a bit energetically, I don't want to say drained, but just feeling so much in my field. And I'm just wondering how you guys are feeling. I'm wondering how you guys are also feeling. Another spirit communicator came through when I was with my Pilates trainer, and the person that was coming through was actually for someone who wasn't there at the time. But again, I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't looking to communicate with spirit. I wasn't having a conversation with their loved one. Am I aware of their loved one? Yes, because I'm in the same studio. But again, my boundaries were are a bit they're a bit I don't want to say leaky, but kind of, because of the season that we are in. And so I just wanted to know, like, how are you guys feeling? And for educational purposes, because a lot of my clients and friends did reach out wanting to just ask me questions on how I knew that the messages were coming in. What I will share is, at this stage of my mediumship, it is now so gentle, I could almost miss it. When I was in early development, my body would react in such a way, it would feel like this intense anxiety in the body. It was like my body would shake. It was very uncomfortable for me. And it was because spirit was coming into my field and the energy was so potent. Now that I'm aware of what clairs that I use and how the information comes in, or maybe it's just because I'm a bit more comfortable in my mediumship, I do feel like it is so subtle. It is so, so subtle that I could almost miss it. Some fun things that came through. Let me just look at my notes really quick, because I did save some information. That's a really good teaching moment for those of you who are curious about spirit communication, or you're on your development path, or maybe you are just wanting to communicate with your own loved ones and you're wondering how it works. So we're all very different in how we receive. So I'm going to share with you how I receive messages from the world of spirit. For me, it is a knowing, sometimes I'm like, oh, I just know I have a father here. I also have clairaudience, which is inner hearing. It'll sound like my own voice talking inside my head, but I'm aware that it's not my own voice. I also have clear feeling, so, and clairtangency. And that's something I wanted to share with you guys a bit more too. So clairtangency is being able to hold an object and to be able to read information from an object. And then also clairvoyance. And what I learned during this exchange is, one, it's always true to trust. Like, you have to just trust what comes through and write it down. Try not to overcomplicate it or overthink it. But initially what happened was, obviously I got that message from behind me that was very clairaudient with that statement, sweeter words have never been spoken. And because it was repeating in my head, even in the morning and throughout the day, that wasn't my own thought. That's not something that I would say to myself or I've heard anybody say to me. I was aware that that was coming from outside of me. I also felt in my body that this man had passed with something related to the heart, chest, lungs area. And the reason why I knew that was because I could feel it in my chest. I could feel it in my body. And without having the loved one sitting across from me in a session, I didn't want to sit with that information for too long because I never want it to become the information. So I knew that the passing had to do with the heart, chest, lungs, and I asked the spirit to release so I didn't have to feel what they were feeling at the time of their passing. And so I wrote that down. I'm like, okay, passed of a heart, chest, lungs. I got a combination of visuals of seeing his hands being very mechanical and sort of taking these things apart and putting them back together. But it was also a feeling in my body. Like I could feel the story. It was almost as if I was taking these things apart and putting them back together with my own hands. Something that he did share in between. Oh, I'm sorry. And then I saw a strong K. I saw the letter K. Now, normally with the world of spirit, I don't usually get names. As I say that, spirit says that's not true, but it's not something I feel confident sharing all the time because I was taught that if you just say a name and it's not the right name, you lose your sitter. But that's something that I've been working with spirit this last year where I'm like, okay, bring the names back to me because I used to get names at the beginning of my journey. And then I had a teacher tell me to drop the names. And so I'm trying to unlearn that belief. but I trusted it. I wrote down the strong K and it obviously worked. It landed for the client or for the client or for the woman that reached out to me. But what's interesting about this is I kept seeing what looked like a pocket watch or like a compass. I couldn't tell the difference because the compass was not super clear in my mind's eye, but I was aware that when I asked the spirit to put it in my hand psychically, I was able to get more information about it. I was able to get that it was connected to a great-grandfather. I was able to get more information about these other loved ones in spirit. Now, at the time when I was giving the messages to this woman, she wasn't sure about a lot of the messages. Like he handed me this, what felt like a pocket watch or compass. But then I also saw like oil coming out of the ground and I heard crude oil again. That came out of nowhere. It wasn't something that I was looking for. It was something I heard very clearly. So I wrote it down. And these messages were coming through after her and I had sort of wrapped up our conversation. There was a couple things that she couldn't take, but they would not stop giving it to me. And what I know about the world of spirit is if they continue to give me something, especially three times or more, I know it's going to fit later. I just know that with the world of spirit. I've been able to sort of create that validation within me and the spirit world. But she was like, no, like, I don't know. He did wear a watch a lot, but I was like, no, I don't want to try to make that fit. This is very specific. It's a pocket watch or a compass. And I asked the world of spirit in that moment. I said, okay, help me validate that I'm understanding this correctly. Am I understanding that what you're showing me is a pocket watch or a compass? Give me some sort of validation. And I just happened to look up at the TV and the characters on the movie, he just handed this person this like compass on a string that didn't look exactly like what I had saw in my vision, but it was enough of a validation that it looked, this compass that was on the TV actually looked like a pocket watch. So I was like, okay, that's validation that this is actually linked to someone. They're not letting me let it go. I'm just going to put it off to the side for now. Maybe it'll make sense later. And then she wasn't able to place the oil, but again, it kept coming through. Like even after our conversation, I just kept seeing, and I don't know what they're called, but imagine this, like the vision of, you know, oil in Texas and those little pipe things coming in and out of the ground. Please forgive me because I don't know what they're called. But, you know, you can see the oil pumping, you know, in and out of the ground, like the machinery that it takes to make that happen. And I kept seeing that. It was very clear. And I was seeing the clothing of a different timeline. And I was like, okay, maybe they're showing me some sort of history. And then they showed me a strong link to the state Minnesota, but that's all I got. I just heard link to Minnesota and I was like, okay. And this is where the physicality started affecting me, and I was getting like, oh, okay, this is a bit too much, because now I had opened it up because her and I were conversating with one another. So spirit was aware that we were in each other's energy, and I got like a labored breathing in my chest. I also got a real sharp pain on the side of my head, and I was like, is this a different spirit communicator? I was kind of feeling like it might be someone else trying to come through because I opened up my energy to Instagram. And so I was like, oh, let me put that off to the side as well. But the one thing that came through that was especially strong was this possible town or something that was dedicated to the ancestry, and there was some sort of memorial, or a plaque, or a man. Like it was very anchored in our ancestry has a footprint, a very large imprint that is dedicated to them. And what was really cool was the next morning she reached out and said, okay, so apparently my great grandfather and grandfather had pocket watches, which was really cool. And she said, I think she said her grandmother was linked to Minnesota. I think she said she lives there currently, or maybe she lived there prior. I can't remember. I'd have to go look back at those messages. And she said that the chest being labored, was definitely linked to her father, especially towards the passing, the moments leading up to his passing. And then apparently her family, her ancestry is linked to Kaiser. And so there is this, I was like, wow. But what was really interesting to me, now that I'm even saying this, is there's that strong K as well, I guess, right? Kaiser, and then her dad's name is Kevin. So I guess that could have worked both ways. But I remember saying to Spirit, well, why didn't you just show me Kaiser Permanente? I go to Kaiser. Like, but for whatever reason, they just gave it to me in a way that it was, this ancestry that was passed down in a strong imprint in the community. So, anyways, really, really cool. It took me just saying what it was, and some of the things going, no, I don't want to make that fit, because there were some things that she was saying, it could be this or it could be that. And I was like, no, my gut is telling me that that's not it. I just have to trust what spirit is trying to imprint on me. And if I'm interpreting it wrong, okay. Or maybe it'll make sense later, okay. What's really cool is she's also a medium, so she gets it. We were laughing hysterically, actually, because I was like telling her, oh my God, I told my husband, like, I don't think my gatekeeper guide is working right now. I feel like he might be on vacation because so many spirit messages are coming through. And again, I don't normally work with the world of spirit unless I'm in a session. Like, that is a boundary that I try to hold really strong, again, because I do tend to take on the physicality and ailments of the spirit world as they were passing. And so yeah. Some other things that I thought were really cool, especially about the other spirit communicator that was coming through during Pilates, is what the client that I take Pilates training from. She's also a student of mine and has been in my mentorships, and we've been working together very closely for, gosh, a really long time. I don't know the exact timeline, but well over a year, 369. My God, maybe like a year and a half. I don't know. Mary, help me out here if you're listening. And so we work very closely together, and she's also very connected. And I always say, when you get two mediums together, watch the magic happen. It's just the energy just builds beautifully. But some of the stuff that was coming through during that, visitation, if we want to call it that, or that exchange, was the physicality that took place in this spirit's body up into them leaving the physical plane. And I left that Pilates feeling so drained, because I could feel how that spirit felt when they were leaving the physical world. Again, that's a me issue. That's a my boundary issue. But again, my boundaries are a little loose right now. Thank you, Pisces season. The upside to that, though, is this is where we can really, really connect to our intuition and our inner guidance systems. And if you feel so called, you can connect with your loved ones in spirit and really lean in on the spirit world. I think I'm going to call this episode Hey Spirit, because that's what it's been feeling like lately. Even here on our way to Utah, we had to stop and get something to eat, and I wasn't that hungry. I don't know why. I hadn't eaten really dinner, and going into the stop, I was like, I'm gonna eat, I'm hungry. But as soon as I sat down, I was like, I can't eat. I feel really nauseous. And this man walked by me, and my left ear just started ringing really loud. And it was like somebody just walked through my head. And my daughter and my son looked at me and go, Mom, are you okay? Because it was that visibly noticeable to me that it just had me stop in my tracks. I was like, I can't eat. And as this man walked by me, I was aware that there was a spirit that was wanting to bring a message through for this person. But I was like, no, I am not going to be that person at a gas station that's giving a message. But again, even though I'm saying I'm psychically closed down, it's just I am quite open. The spirit world is always there. It's whether or not I'm going to tune my channel into it or not. And apparently, my channels are very open. And also, I took a lot of time off this last quarter, took lots of breaks. And so I always feel like when I'm like not working, I actually feel more psychic. I mean, I don't know how a girl can get more psychic, but I feel more psychic and more connected. And so maybe that's another layer to it as well. But anyways, you guys, I just wanted to give you those quick updates and share those pretty cool messages that came through. I'm going to be recording another message or another episode in a few days while I'm here in Utah because I'm not going to be snowboarding every day. So I'm going to send out another quick episode later this week. But if you have any questions, any development questions, any curiosities around your intuition, please send them my way. I'd be happy to, share my insight from my experience and my experience only. But anyways, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we will chat very, very soon.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Please share your comments with me on Instagram at PeopleCallMeJess. Your continued support means the world to me. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Plus, share this episode with a friend or loved one that you feel would benefit from today's conversation. Thank you for listening.